Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Hated but Safely Abiding. The Christian is definitely hated, and that is no new information for a Christian. If you are just recently saved, then it might be new information for you. You may have thought prior to becoming a Christian that if you became one who loved the lost people, loved the Lord, and wanted to do what was right, that people would certainly be so glad for you. But you will find out quite to the contrary, that the very moment that you step out to say that you're going to make known the name of the Lord Jesus, you find that a line is drawn, a wall is built. You have just entered into hostile territory as far as this world is concerned. The Lord tells us this, that either you're with him or you're against him, that no man can serve two masters. You will love the one and hate the other, that light and darkness does not abide in the same place at the same time. Now, if you have the sun, you have life, you have light. And the Lord Jesus makes this clear when he says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but or except by me, through me. If you don't have the sun, you don't have the Father. You don't have life. You're lost. Now, the Christian cannot soft-pedal that message. We have to stand where the Lord Jesus stands. We must be bold in this day and make known His way. We cannot trim that message. If we do, we have compromised God's truth. You are the light of the Lord, and everyone who is outside of the Lord, everyone who is trying to please God, apart from faith in Christ, is a person who has taken upon himself to come another way to God. Now, you are contradicting what the Lord has said, so you better get it settled in your mind. I must have it settled in my mind that there is no other way to God. No matter how sincere a man or a woman may be, you know, you can tell people you're going to do good and they'll be behind you, they'll be for you. You can tell them that you're going to share what you have with others. But if you tell them that you're going to do good in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or that you're going to do your work in the name of the Lord Jesus, watch how they bristle. Watch how they oppose you. If you say you're going to take in everybody and everything, that's all right. But if you say you're going to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then that's another story. You become one of the most hated of men when you declare Christ and when you lift Him up. Now, we don't have to go around stomping on the lion's toe to get the lion to seek after us and to chase us and to pursue us and to desire to kill us. It's the nature of a lion to kill. You put a lion in a fence with all kinds of animals and everything, he'll just kill it all. That's the nature of the lion, the nature of the beast. The devil is a murderer. So if you got news today that someone hates you, would that be news? No, that's Bible. That's history. When you make known the name of Christ, you haven't learned any new information. That wasn't news. You've just understood what God the Lord has said is the case for the Christian. Don't be alarmed. It is not a new enemy that has entered into the world. This enemy has been around all the time. He will use people to implement his program. I look in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 21, and the scriptures tell us that Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Now, David was not aware that Satan was doing this. David is God's man, a man after God's own heart, and Satan attacked him. Satan deceived David. What does that say for you and me? I don't read in my Bible that the Lord said that Willie Thompson is a man after God's own heart. So if David, a man after God's own heart, was attacked by the devil, then certainly all the rest of us will be an object of Satan's deceitful practices, his attempts to deceive and to lead us astray. So what is our security? Well, we must know what God the Lord has said. We must know what the Word of God says about this vicious foe, and rest upon the promises that are given to us from the Word of God. His Word changes not. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.